This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, March 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Salmon strategy progress, why auto tariffs may matter to ag, and shipbuilding plan could hike produce prices. CDFW makes progress on statewide salmon conservation projects. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife announced that 26% of the actions laid out in the state's salmon strategy for hotter, drier future now complete. Since January 24, the California Natural Resources Agency, Department of Water Resources, and State Water Resources Control Board have tag-teamed efforts in removing outdated dams, evaluating river flows, and building new salmon habitats. Only a few priorities remain in the planning phase, including structural changes on the Chowchilla bypass to divert flows for fish passage and removing the 100-year-old Ringe Dam. In December, CDFW announced the return of threatened coho salmon to the upper Klamath River Basin. The department attributed its success to priorities laid out in the salmon strategy. CDFW Director Charlton Bonham promises the state will, quote, use every tool at its disposal to create resilient and thriving salmon populations. Why auto tariffs could matter for ag. President Donald Trump is announcing new tariffs on U.S. car and truck imports, and they may have implications for agriculture. The announcement of the 25% tariff comes just days before Trump is set to unveil reciprocal duties on U.S. trade partners. Why it matters? Well, many U.S. vehicle suppliers are also major consumers of U.S. agriculture products. Mexico, the top destination for U.S. ag exports, is the main source of U.S. vehicle imports. Japan, South Korea, Canada, Germany, also major vehicle suppliers. In a press briefing announcing the vehicle duties, Trump additionally previewed further tariffs on lumber imports that could land on April 2nd. His reciprocal tariff set for next week will also apply to every country, he said, despite reports that duties could focus on only a small group of U.S. partners. But he stressed he would be, quote, lenient. Now take note, expanding why the duties are necessary, Trump suggested one reason for auto tariffs was to pay for his economic agenda. Basically, I view it as reducing taxes and also reducing debt, he said. Consumers would feel shipbuilding proposals in higher produce prices. Recent proposals to revive the U.S. shipbuilding industry would show up in higher consumer prices for food not grown in the U.S., like bananas, an importer warns. Dole's chief legal officer, Jared Gale, told officials during the second day of a public hearing on before the U.S. Trade Representative's office on the proposals that produce importers rely on highly streamlined supply chains. Dole imports produce via specially refrigerated ships that are not easy to come by, he said. Those vessels make multiple stops at many small U.S. ports where the company has negotiated special arrangements to expedite unloading. Gale said a new proposed $1 million port fee on Chinese-made vessels would send shipping costs soaring for importers. The proposed fees will cost Dole more than two times the total cost of running our entire U.S. fleet, he said. All Americans will immediately feel the significant price increase triggered by these fees, along with bread, eggs, and milk. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. learn more, and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA advises energy awardees on project fixes. USDA is giving awardees of three clean energy programs 30 days to voluntarily propose changes to align their projects more closely with Trump's energy and DEI directives. A notice sent by the agency to grant recipients and obtained by AgriPulse suggests changes to their grant proposals could include the removal of diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility features. It also suggests changes could be for, quote, using more affordable and effective energy sources, including technologies to increase energy production or storage. At issue are the Rural Energy for America, or REAP, Empowering Rural America, the new ERA, and Powering Affordable Clean Energy, the PACE programs. Now take note, the notice says if awardees do not respond through the designated website, it will be considered that they do not wish to make changes to their proposals, and disbursements and other actions will resume after 30 days. Disbursements have been frozen while under USDA review. Further, for awardees who respond via the website to confirm no changes, processing on their projects will resume immediately, the notice says. Newhouse, time is ripe for ag labor reform. A senior Republican lawmaker says the political climate is ripe to push for ag labor reform this Congress because lawmakers are hearing loudly from farmers. The president's focus on having a merit-based immigration system lines up perfectly with the Farm Workforce Modernization Act that we've introduced in the past Congresses. Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington told AgriPulse on the sidelines of the American Business Immigration Coalition event on Capitol Hill yesterday. He said border policies were previously one of the biggest reasons that, quote, people could not find it in their hearts to support changes to our visa programs. Now, however, fewer migrants are crossing the border, and there's a push from the Trump administration to lower grocery prices. Newhouse says that could be addressed by using immigrant labor. RFK Jr. shows interest in school meals. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has signaled an interest in improving school nutrition programs. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas said Kennedy addressed the subject in a meeting with senators yesterday, but he did not provide specifics. USDA regulates school meals along with other federal nutrition programs. During his confirmation hearing, newly confirmed FDA Commissioner Martin McCary said he wanted to look at pilots for healthier school meals and was discussing the idea with administration officials. Kennedy also told senators he was willing to host a series of, quote, Make America Healthy Again events across the country to discuss plans and listen to stakeholders, according to Senator John Hoeven, North Dakota Republican. Hoeven said he encouraged the secretary to hold events with school nutritionists, farmers, and ranchers. Because if you don't understand what they have to do on the ground, those nutrition rules won't work, Hoeven said following the meeting. You'll have a better idea what you can and can't make work. Here's today's final word. The time is upon us to finally take action and solve a very important issue. That Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington on the need for ag labor reform. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, March 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.